A repeated. Again, I apologize for that partial repeat, but the reality of our time together forces me to move forward. Expressively, this music is extremely different from the Mozart minuet, but in terms of tempo, meter, and form, well, it's exactly like the Mozart minuet. Please, one thing I have not mentioned that I should bring up right now is after each of the A sections in a minuet, we typically hear a closed cadence. After each of the C sections in a trio, we typically hear closed cadences. These cadences stop the action and allow for old material to be repeated or for new material to begin. The reason why we hear these internal phrases with such clarity has to do with all of these closed cadences. A quick word about Haydn before we go on. Haydn was born in 1732 and he died in 1809. He was, I think, the least neurotic of all the major composers, excepting perhaps Antonin Dvorak. We've talked about composers. We've talked about the fact that they're not the sociopaths or the antisocials that they would seem to be, or at least have been portrayed as by Hollywood. They're just people who, admittedly, have spent maybe a little too much time by themselves, alone with their own thoughts. But that's why someone becomes a composer. That's why someone becomes a pianist or a violinist, because they essentially prefer their own company to the company of others. Now, it's like being a 15-year-old forever and ever, an odd combination of pathological self-doubt and self-loathing combined with arrogant artistic self-righteousness. It creates a rather intense personality, not necessarily a sociopathic one or a antisocial one, but perhaps someone not ideally suited for easy social intercourse. So be it. Apropos of Haydn, this doesn't apply. Haydn was apparently just a great old guy, just your best old pal. He had no chip on his shoulder. He was a wonderful boss to the orchestra that worked for him at the Esterhaz Palace. The reason why they called him Papa wasn't because he was old and dusty. They called him Papa when he was in his 30s. It's because he took such good care of anyone who worked for or with him. He was a loyal friend. He was a mentor to Mozart. And he was tolerant of Beethoven, someone who, 38 years his junior, showed him no respect at all when he studied with him in the early 1790s. Now, we hear all of this in Haydn's music, his joie de vivre, his emotional balance, and especially his marvelous sense of humor. For example, the trio to this minuet and trio is just plain fun. Let me point out what we're going to hear in the trio. First and foremost, it is rustic and pastoral. It's a musette, that is, it's based on bagpipe music. The accompaniment sounds vaguely like this. It's a drone, the kind of drone we associate with bagpipe music. And that bagpipe drone is accompanying country fiddlers. They're not very good at what they do, and the melody is not very sophisticated, but it's adequate to give us a sense of place. It's very ingratiating and very rustic in character. It's major. It's more lightly scored than the blaring and magnificent opening minuet.